Hello, it's Dr. Mark Rohde again, and today's discussion focuses on the connection between recovery and trauma. We know that more than 60% of addicts have a history that includes trauma, that problem gamblers are 2 to 3 times more likely to experience abuse as children, and the relationship between early trauma and sex addiction is incredibly well documented. Now, I don't want you to think about the relationship between trauma and substance use disorders, gambling, and sex addiction as being something that only flows in one direction. No, no, no. Most behavioral health professionals know that traumatic events often create fertile ground for people seeking to dull the pain through drugs, alcohol, and other addictive behaviors. But we also know that intense cravings for pleasure put many vulnerable people into positions where they will be exploited, with trauma, often both physical as well as psychological, as being the result. So exactly what is trauma? The American Psychological Association says that it's an emotional response to a terrible event, like an accident, rape, or natural disaster. One dictionary definition has it as a disordered psychic or behavioral state resulting from severe mental or emotional stress or physical injury. The word itself comes from the Greek word for a wound. It goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway, that there are several different degrees of trauma, and some are easier to get over than others. Some traumatic events seem to get stuck in our brains and are nearly impossible to dislodge, while others are short-lived. Events in war, car accidents, and abuse are easily recognized as being traumatic. But disrupted relationships, having your home burglarized, or the first day of school for a kindergartner can also be very emotionally taxing. When one or more serious recovery issues are present with a history of unresolved trauma, it would be foolish to think that recovery from either is apt to be effective without addressing the other. Unfortunately, there are significant neurological connections between many recovery issues and trauma. Our thinking on the need to address recovery issues and trauma together is based upon how our brains deal with these psychological injuries. Now a bit about the neurology behind trauma and recovery issues. Hold on tight, this is going to get complicated. We all know that our brain is designed to help us regulate the functions of our body and to use our 5 senses to assess opportunities and threats to our welfare. When trauma occurs, a part of our brain called the amygdala becomes more active and serves to warn of the potential for threats to our welfare. It reacts with feelings of anxiety and vulnerability to let us know that we ought to avoid certain situations. There's a huge connection between the amygdala and the hippocampus, which serves as something of a gatekeeper for memories of events, places, and also emotions, but it may become dysregulated during periods of intense stress. It is theorized that some past memories can become part of a feedback loop in which the most disturbing parts of our past seem to be always present in our thinking. We'll call this post-traumatic stress disorder. Under normal circumstances, the prefrontal cortex controls initiative, planning, organization, emotional regulation, attention, and judgment. But it can get hijacked by other parts of the brain when threats to our welfare seem to be present. If alcohol or other drugs are added to this toxic mix in an attempt to soothe the uncomfortable emotions, it serves to further dysregulate an already chaotic brain. Talk about making a tough situation more challenging. Yeah, but it happens a lot. If you have some history of trauma and things are resolving, you might want to take a wait-and-see approach. If you're continuing to experience guilt, anxiety, anger, fear, or a sense of being disconnected, seeing a trauma-informed therapist makes a lot of sense. In terms of self-care, consider these ideas. First, you don't want to beat yourself up. The feelings that you have are likely to be a very normal reaction to events that ought not to be normal at all. Second, get more involved with your own life. Get connected with both people and activities. Regular exercise is always a good idea, and positive connections to people, pets, projects, and the natural environment are apt to make things better. Think about volunteering at a community center, school, a political party, or your local social service agency. Third, learn some ways to regulate your feelings. When emotions become better regulated, your behavior will follow, because emotions largely drive behavior. Emotional regulation can be improved with activities like yoga, meditation, mindfulness, deep breathing, and a process known as grounding. For more information, talk to your coach. Ask Siri on your Apple device, or there's always Google. Fourth, work on your physical health. You know what I'm going to say next. Eat a balanced diet with plenty of veggies, whole grains, and lean protein. Get a lot of sleep. Drink enough non-alcoholic fluids, and don't ignore symptoms of physical illness. Schedule a physical exam if you've been ignoring your physician. Lastly, make sure that your therapist knows of any trauma history. If you don't have a current therapist, think about getting one sooner rather than later. There are a number of psychotherapeutic approaches to treating trauma that are grounded in scientific research. They include cognitive behavior therapy, somatic experiencing, emotionally focused therapy, and eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, which is also known as EMDR. You'll want to work with a therapist who knows both trauma treatment as well as the recovery issue that brought you to true aftercare. Some people don't want to work on trauma issues because talking about the issues prompts crazy huge discomfort, and they may tell themselves that nothing can help. This kind of thinking is ridiculous. Effective help is available. You'll want to work with someone who recognizes the impact of trauma on both you and your support network. Someone who creates a safe therapeutic environment. Somebody who works collaboratively with you, and someone who recognizes the need to engage you with peer supports while respecting your gender and your culture. If a therapist seems to focus more on the traumatic events than on solutions, he or she may be creating something called re-traumatization. Re-traumatization is based on the idea that if you are uncomfortable with what created the trauma, you're likely to be uncomfortable with the telling and retelling of those events. There are simply better ways to address the problem. Either talk with your therapist about this, or find a new therapist, counselor, psychologist, or psychiatrist. Don't hesitate to talk with your recovery coach about your needs. We're here for you 24/7. Thanks for listening.